Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You're listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are going to be discussing how can you grow younger. That's right. I'm going to be talking about my book tonight, which is called Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again. It's available at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can also call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel29.com. Today it's going to be a special show because we're going to be featuring my book and how a little bit more about what's in the book and how you can actually grow younger. But before we start, I just want to remind you that this year over 750,000 people will die from heart disease, and another 550,000 will die from cancer. This year, 100,000 people will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. That's correct. 100,000 will die from FDA effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. 23 million will be diagnosed of type 2 diabetes this year. Do you realize in 1949, there was only 500,000 diabetics in the United States? This year alone, 23 million will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Last year, there were 350 million patient visits to physicians. Yet there was 420 million patient visits to alternative medical practitioners. And that's because patients realize that doctors put band-aids on things, and as a result, they want to go to an alternative medical practitioner who can actually help them fix the problem. You know, I always say in my book that before you know where you're going, you have to know where you are. So if I wanted to go to Houston, I have to know where I'm starting from because the directions will change based on where I'm starting from. So in my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, the first chapter is spent to dispelling some of the medical myths. See, because if you believe a lot of the things that you hear out there, you're going to miss the forest for the trees, because a lot of the stuff you hear out there is coded with, for lots of reasons. It's coded with from the drug companies because their main goal is to sell drugs. Well, if you're healthy, you don't need drugs. So the drug companies do not want you to be healthy. Your insurance companies, guess what? Insurance company want you to be sick because healthy people do not get insurance. So you're healthy, so your insurance company wants you to be sick. So your insurance company and your drug companies both want you to be sick so that they can make money. So therefore, it does not behoove them to have you get better right away. So when you're 15 and you're diagnosed with diabetes, or you're 20 with hypertension, or you're 25 with depression, you're going to be on medicines for the rest of your life. You're not going to take a 1-week treatment course and be better. No. you're going to be on it for the rest of your life. And that's the way they want it. And since they train their doctors and they are the ones who are involved with the medical board, and since they're the ones who do a lot of the advertising on television and radio, they control the media, the medical board, they control the medical schools, and they control the doctors. That's how it works. Well, as always, before we can get started, I want you to understand who I am, because before you can follow me, you want to know what I am, because that's your starting point. All right? So let me just tell you what my mission statement is. I believe I can turn back the clock. I can make you look, feel, and function like a younger you. I want to reduce your stress, eliminate your pain, and allow you to live a healthier, happier life. I want you to be like me, 29, again and again. So when you are ready to experience a younger, healthier, happier you, I'll be waiting to help you. We can treat you like royalty at my clinic. But you know, to get started, if you read my book, you'll get a good insight into how you can start being young and healthy. Now, let me just talk to you about some of the services and procedures that I do at my office. On the wellness side, I do lipo body sculpting, which is part of my 5-step program, anti-aging medicine, that's bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. I do stress management, weight reduction, general medicine, preventative medicine, concierge or boutique medicine, genetic testing, IV nutrition, personalized, customized vitamins. That means vitamins just for you, not based on anything else. Vitamins based on your history, your lab work, that's customized for you. I do food and environmental allergy testing, fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. I do neurotransmitter brain hormone testing and treatment. I do PRP treatments for joints, for muscles, for back. I do PRP for urine incontinence. I do the M or the Piper shot for men, and I do it with PRP, and I do it with stem cells for erectile dysfunction. We do the O shot with PRP for women orgasmic optimization. We do neurointegration, biofeedback testing, and treatment for mostly psychiatric problems, also for problems with concentration, also to help optimize your whatever you're doing. If you try to run that 4-minute mile and you can't, neurofeedback will help you optimize your brain so that you can function at a higher level. We do heart rate variability testing and treatment. We do telomerase testing and telomerase and activation with TA65. We do micronutrient testing, hormone and heavy metal testing and treatment. We do corporate wellness, autoimmune disease. We do ADHD, PTSD, depression, biofeedback, neurointegration, neuroplasticity. We do all those things, including performance enhancement, testosterone and estrogen pellets. On the aesthetic side, we do laser hair reduction, laser vein treatments, photofacial laser treatments, laser acne treatments, laser skin tight, wrinkle reduction to reduce the wrinkles from your neck and reduce the wrinkles from after you've had a baby. We do Botox and facial fillers, microdermabrasion, chemical peels, facial rejuvenation with stem cells and fat augmentation, and PRP. We do laser reduction of smoker's line, laser lower eyelid treatments, laser hair regrow, vampire facelift, vampire hair regrow, and vampire breast lift. Now, as far as my training education is concerned, I graduated from Harvard University with a BA in biology as an undergraduate. Then I did my medical training at Albert Einstein Medical School in New York. I did my general surgery residency at Allegheny General Hospital in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Then I became a flight surgeon in the Air Force at Station Travis. And then finally, I became a diplomat, fellow, and board certified with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine. My certifications include fellow and board certification with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, fellow in integrative cancer therapies with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, a fellow in stem cells with the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and a fellow in sports medicine, also with the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and a member of the American Society for Laser Medicine and Surgery, the ASLMS. I'm also a member of the Anti-Aging Group, AAG Advisory Board, a diplomat of the Age Management Medicine of Synergenics Medical Institution. I also have an Air Force Achievement Medal for Meritorious Service. So that's a little bit about myself. Now, let's talk about my book. Now, before you can grow younger, there's four things you have to do first. You have to first feel younger, then you have to grow younger, then you need to look younger, and then you have to function younger. All right. But you know, like everything else, if you were on a weight loss program and at the end of the week you did not lose any weight, do you know what you do with that weight loss program? You throw it in the garbage. Well, so we start off with feeling younger. How do you feel younger? Well, my 5-step program is designed to help you feel younger. And if you do my 5-step program, this is what you can expect from the 5-step program. You'd expect to have your weight, you expect to reduce your weight, reduce your body fat, create a more desirable figure, optimize your hormones, reduce your stress, increase your sex drive, improve your metabolism, cleanse your body of unwanted toxins, bacteria, viruses, and funguses and parasites, decrease your blood pressure, improve your sleep pattern, improve your skin tone, increase your energy level, decrease your pain level, decrease your inflammation, decrease your GI discomforts, decrease your chance of getting heart disease, stroke, diabetes, or cancer, decrease your risk of other illnesses, improve your immune functions. That's what you can expect from my 5-step wellness program. And that's the first part of growing younger, is to feel younger. Now, my 5-step wellness program consists of, number one, pure body liposuction. You know, not everyone needs to be liposucked, but if you're overweight, then maybe liposuction is good for you. When we do liposuction, you immediately will look better and you'll get that hourglass figure that you used to have, and you will detox you by removing all the fat from your body, and you will look better right away. Right? As a matter of fact, within 2 weeks of getting liposuction, you will look like a different you. Number one. The second step is detoxification. Well, what is detox? Well, I want you to know that you all detox all the time. How do you feel after you take a shower? You feel refreshed. You feel great. You feel alive. You know, you just detox your skin. You cleaned all the toxins off your skin. How do you feel when you brush your teeth? Well, you just detox your mouth. Your breath feels great. You feel good because you detox your mouth. You know, every time we breathe out carbon dioxide. All right. And when you breathe out dioxide, that's a toxin to your body. If we did not breathe it out, you would suffocate and die from it. When you have a bowel movement, you are detoxing your colon. If you don't have a bowel movement and you go 2 weeks without a bowel movement, you will get sick and you can get toxic and die because of the toxins from the stool. Your urine. When you urinate, you detox your bladder and you detox your kidneys. So detoxification is very, very important to your body. And so we help your body detox by putting you on a detox program. Because, you know, some of you do not realize, but you still have toxins in your body that you picked up when you were a baby. That's right. When you were crawling on the ground, after they had sprayed for all the insects and stuff, when you crawl on the rug, your body's picking up the toxins that's in the rug. And some of these toxins have half-lives of 30 to 60 years. A half-life means that if you took in 1 pound of toxins, in 30 to 60 years, your body will still have half a pound of it. That's what a half-life means. So we help you detox your body so you can get rid of some of those toxins. Now, you may think you lead a clean, healthy life, but here's the deal. Whenever you use hairsprays, when you use lotions and potions and deodorant, when you use sprays to wash your face, all those things have chemicals in them, and your body absorbs those things into them. So just putting lipstick on or just putting lotion in your face or your body increase the toxicity of your body. So step two of my 5-step program is whole body detoxification, which helps you get rid of these toxins. And if you're very toxic, you will lose weight when you detox. Because when your body is toxic, your body pulls in water to try to dilute the toxins. And so you gain weight when you have toxin in your system. So when you detox, if you lose a lot of weight, it's because your body is very toxic. If you don't lose a lot of weight, it's because your body is not very toxic. The third step of my 5-step program is weight loss. Now, for weight loss, we use several programs. But number one that we use is doing the low glycemic diet. A low glycemic diet means that you choose the foods which have a low glycemic index and a low glycemic load. Well, what does that mean? Whenever you eat a food, it increases the blood sugar at a certain pace. Now, if the blood sugar goes up rapidly, then that glycemic index is high. If the blood sugar goes up slowly, then the glycemic index is low. So you need to choose foods with glycemic indexes under 50. Avocado has a glycemic index of 0. Sweet potato has a glycemic index of 0. A mango has a glycemic index of about 55. All right? But breads and certain things like that has glycemic index of 80 and 90, 100. All we ask is that when you're going to eat and you can't decide whether you're going to have A, B, or C, just choose the one with the lowest glycemic index, and that's the one you eat. And if you do that, you will lose weight. The second part of our weight loss program is the HCG diet. HCG is a hormone that women have a lot of when they're pregnant. As a matter of fact, if you came to the emergency room when I'm working, we will check your HCG level. If it's elevated, it means you're pregnant. And as a pregnant person, your HCG level doubles every 2 to 3 days. So by the 10, 12 weeks of your pregnancy, your HCG level is in the hundreds of thousands of units. All right? HCG is secreted by the placenta to protect the baby. That's correct. It's secreted because the baby is a parasite. And the baby does not care about you. I hate to tell you this, parents. Baby does not care about you. The only goal the baby has is surviving. So, you know, what they did was back in the 50s, they went to India when they noticed that there were a lot of healthy babies being born to malnourished parents, women. Well, the point was that the HCG forces the woman's body to give up the nutrition to the baby to make sure that the baby is well nourished. So the way the HCG diet works is that if you eat a low caloric diet, HCG will force your body to break down fat into carbohydrates so that the baby can get it. And it will force your body to break down almost up to 4,000 calories a day in fat. All right? And so you actually, during the HCG diet, will have more energy than you do during outside of the HCG diet. All right? So that's the HCG diet. Now, that's step three is your weight loss program. Step I'm sorry. Step four is our hormone optimization program. And for that, we look at all your hormones and we try to optimize them. In other words, we try to bring your hormones back to where they were when they were optimal. And for most men and women, that's between 25 and 30 is when your hormones are optimal. So you bring your levels back to those range. And sorry to tell you, buddy, but most 25-year-olds, if you check them, their testosterone level is about 1,000. Not 300. It's about 1,000. And that's where most men's testosterone level is optimal, at about 1,000. So when your doctor gets your level up to 400 and you're all happy because it moved up from 200 to 400, that is not optimal. And because it's not optimal, your penis is not exercising. You're not getting early morning erections. You're not getting erections when you wake up at night. And when you lie next to her, she's not saying, "You've been tapping me all night. I thought you wanted something." That's correct. She's not saying that because your penis exercises when you're sleeping. 60% of the time that you're sleeping, your penis is exercising. Only if your testosterone level is optimal. If it's not optimal, you're not exercising. And your penis is a muscle. You know what happens to your muscles when you don't exercise it? They become flabby. The blood supply decreases. The nerves decreases. And that's what happens. So you get erectile dysfunction. And you let it go long enough, pretty soon you're going to need an erectile, you're going to need a prosthesis because you won't be able to have an erection. All right? So that's testosterone. But we also optimize estrogen and progesterone. Estrogen and progesterone, for you ladies out there, they work together. Estrogen helps you bleed. Progesterone stops the bleeding. Estrogen makes you gain weight. Progesterone stops the weight gain. Estrogen helps your breasts grow. Progesterone stops the breast growth. So they work together. There's only two reasons why you need estrogen and progesterone in your body. Reason number one is to prepare you to have a baby. Reason number two is to make you attractive to attract a mate. Well, after 35, nature says you do not need to have another baby, so nature starts taking away all the benefits of estrogen and progesterone. Well, estrogen and progesterone, estrogen is required to make collagen. So as your estrogen and progesterone goes down, your collagen levels decreases and you start wrinkling. You know that nice shine you saw after your skin? After 35, that's that going away. That great hourglass figure that you had? Well, you don't need that anymore if we don't want you to attract a man. So you lose that hourglass figure and now you become a block or you become a round ball. You know that nice vaginal lubrication that you used to have? You know that nice opening that was nice and soft and pliable becomes hard and now when you have sex it hurts? Well, that's all because nature says that when you estrogen and progesterone drops, you can't have those functions. So for those of you out there who says, "I don't know if I want to have my hormones replaced," well, if you want to continue growing old, if you want to continue wrinkling, if you want all the symptoms to continue, then you don't need to optimize your estrogen and progesterone. But if you want to stay young and healthy and be attractive to men, then you need to optimize your hormones. Now, we're talking about optimizing with bioidentical hormones. That means natural hormones, not synthetic, because natural estrogen and progesterone protects you from breast cancer, protects you from heart disease, protects you from colon cancer, helps with your brain function by sharpening your brain, sharpening your memory, helps with your energy level. That's what natural estrogen and progesterone does for you. On the contrary, synthetic drugs do not protect you from breast cancer. It increases your risk for breast cancer. It increases your risk of heart disease. It increases your risk of colon cancer. It increases your risk of brain fog. That's what happens when you take synthetic drugs. Now, why do you take synthetic drugs? You take synthetic drugs because the drug companies cannot patent natural drugs. And since they cannot patent natural drugs, they don't want you to buy natural drugs. They want you to buy their synthetic drugs. That way they can charge you what they want as long as they keep that patent. So that's what they want, and that's why you take synthetic drugs. Well, you know, the drug companies and the insurance companies work together. The drug companies give the insurance company a break in price, and the insurance company agrees not to pay for non-synthetic drugs. So you are forced to buy synthetic drugs, and the drug companies and the insurance companies are in on it, and they tell doctors that. They detail the doctors on those exact same things. All right? So that's some of the hormones that we optimize. We optimize your growth hormone. We optimize your cortisol. We optimize your thyroid. We optimize all your hormones. And then last but not least, we then do a full evaluation of your nutritional status so we could design and customize nutritional support for you. That means vitamins and minerals and herbs and all the things you need to do that. We even look at environmental allergies and food sensitivities, neurotransmitter testing. We do all those things to help optimize your body, and by doing that, help you feel younger. Because once you start feeling younger inside, then it all translates to the outside. So we don't work on the outside until we work on the inside, because that is the best way to do it. Now, there's a lot more to talk about in my book. So what we're going to do is we're going to close out today, and next week we're going to do part two of Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, because I want to go over the things in the books with you so you can understand why this book is so important for you to obtain and read, because there's so much valuable information in it. Once again, you're listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You're listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA 550 Radio. You can reach me at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, 210-495-8558. 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.field29.com, www.field29.com. And if you want to check out my book, it's at the growyoungeragain.com website, growyoungeragain.com. Thank you all very much. Have a great day. I'll see you next week.